Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, well, our mission is to really dig into how artificial intelligence isn't just helping out anymore. It seems like it's actively changing the whole game of decision making. We're using that stack of sources you provided.
Exactly.
And the speed of this change, it's staggering, really. Your research highlights that something like, what, over 82% of companies globally are already using AI or seriously looking into it. It's moved way beyond being just a buzzword. It feels like it's becoming core business infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, you know, shaving off a few seconds here and there. We're seeing a real shift from just experimenting with AI to making it a core part of strategy. There's this one key finding. That 55% of U.S. executives are saying AI-driven decisions have actually replaced or significantly bypassed the old ways in their companies.
55%.
Yeah. That number, it tells you this is becoming a major organizational thing, maybe even, you know, a legal liability consideration, not just some tech upgrade.
Okay, right. Let's unpack that shift then. When we say AI decision-making, what are we actually talking about? Are we essentially looking at sophisticated pattern finders using machine learning, deep learning, that just chew through massive data sets, and then they either suggest a path to the human, you know, augment their choice, or just make the call entirely?
That's pretty much it. And the reason it's taking off so fast, well, it gets down to some really clear benefits. Speed is probably the biggest one. AI can handle analysis on a scale humans just can't. IBM reported their clients using AI analytics saw like a 30% jump in how fast they could make decisions overall.
Okay, 30% faster is definitely appealing.
Right.
But does that speed come at a cost? Is there a trade-off with quality? Are decisions faster and actually better?
Well, the sources suggest, surprisingly often, yes. The second big benefit is accuracy. AI is just fantastic at spotting patterns, and it helps cut down on human error, fatigue, that sort of thing. We're seeing potential accuracy boosts up to like 95% certain areas.
95%.
Yeah, and think about where that really matters. Healthcare is a huge one. For example, AI models looking at breast cancer screenings, they've been shown to cut down false negatives by over 2.5% and false positives by 1.2% compared to expert radiologists.
That's incredible. I mean, that translates directly into saving lives, less anxiety for patients.
Exactly. It's a profound impact.
But okay, to get that kind of life-saving accuracy, there needs to be a process, right? Something humans can actually trust. How does the machine even get from all that raw data to a prediction we can rely on?
It's definitely a structured process, not just magic. It starts with collecting and cleaning up the data, prepping it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the algorithms analyze it, look for those patterns we mentioned. That leads to building a predictive model. And crucially, the good processes now always include steps for, you know, bias detection and mitigation. Make sure it's as fair as possible.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's make it concrete.
Mm.
How about an example? Retail seems like a place this would thrive.
Oh, absolutely. Dynamic pricing.
Right, like Amazon. I read their algorithms make something like over 2.5 million price changes every single day.
That's the one.
Which means the average price changes, what, every 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, think about that scale.
Yeah.
The competitive landscape isn't just changing daily, it's changing minute by minute. You need AI just to keep up. No human team could possibly manage that.
So that really highlights the AI versus human dynamic, or maybe the collaboration.
Exactly. It shows AI's strengths perfectly, handling huge volumes of data, the speed, the scalability. Think loan applications. AI can process thousands consistently. A human loan officer, maybe a few hundred tops.
Okay, so AI handles the scale, the speed, potentially gets close to 95% accuracy.
Yeah.
Where does the human element still fit in? What makes us indispensable?
Ah, that's where things like intuition, ethics, creativity come in. Understanding really nuanced situations, subjective context, that's the human touch. You still need a person for the moral compass, for ultimate accountability. You can't really hold an algorithm responsible in the same way.
Which brings us to maybe the biggest hurdle.
Trust. Definitely trust and transparency. It's a major challenge. Even with high accuracy, one survey found 54% of AI users don't fully trust the data used to train the systems they rely on.
The black box problem.
Precisely. The AI gives you an answer, maybe a highly accurate one, but it can't always explain why in a way a human can easily understand. And that lack of a clear explanation, it really undermines confidence. Doesn't matter how good the result is if you can't trust how it got there.
Right. Okay. So looking forward then, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. The rise of generative AI, large language models, LLMs. It feels like this tech might start cracking that black box issue. It could establish AI more as a genuine AI advisor. You wouldn't just get a score or a prediction. You could actually sort of talk to it, ask it for its reasoning, play out different scenarios, ask for forecasts, all in natural language.
Exactly. That's the potential game changer. So ultimately, you see AI shifting decision making, moving it from being maybe more of an art based on gut feelings towards a data-driven science based on these predictive models. The human role changes. It's less about doing the calculation, more about guiding, curating, asking the right questions. So the key takeaway for you, listening, is probably learning how to use this incredibly powerful ally effectively. Understanding that, yes, AI can crunch the numbers like never before, but that artful guidance, human values, ethical considerations, that's still the critical factor for real success.